on 9 FM traffic. Horrible accident on Route 80 eastbound express lanes near exit 64 in Hackensack with the front end of a car sheared off by the impact. The express lanes are closed right now. Everyone diverts to the local lanes. That's why there are delays on 80 going east. Route 46 is an option, but you will hit traffic lights heading through the Teterboro area. Meanwhile, across the Hudson, it's about 20 minutes across the board. GW Bridge, Lincoln, Holland Tunnels. But if you're going for the GW, take the 46 or the Route 4 approach. You'll cut 20-minute delay in half. Lincoln Tunnel, best approach still the local streets. Holland Tunnel, just slightly better from Routes 1 and 9. The outer bridge, still not in good shape. There was a truck fire. A tractor-trailer caught fire overnight. They've been working to clear this, but still only one lane open on the Staten Island side. We are backed up well into Perth Amboy. Here's your alternate. Take the New Jersey Turnpike up to Interchange 13. At that point, exit for the Gothels Bridge. No delay going that way. And right now in Brooklyn, still a lot of traffic on the inbound Gowanus exiting for the BQE and up the BQE to the Brooklyn Bridge. Lots of traffic also on the Van Wyck going north, starting to slow into Gardens. The LIE westbound through the area by Woodhaven Boulevard, that's bogging down coming out of the fairgrounds area. I'd suggest the Grand Central Parkway instead. It's wide open on your way to LaGuardia Airport. This report is a service of Subaru, 1019 FM New Time, 7:08. 1019 weather track forecast, lots of sunshine this morning, but there's a 50-50 chance of rain this afternoon. Hot and humid, high of 92. Rain likely tonight, low down to 74. Partly cloudy Tuesday, clear on Wednesday, both days highs near 90. But then we could be hitting 97 before the week is out. Right now we've got 72 degrees in Bradley Beach, it's 75 in Brighton Beach, and at Gilgo Beach it's an even 70. I am Anita Bonita for 1019 FM New.